and beyond is Purusha, the Spirit Supreme. Nothing is beyond Purusha. He is the end of the path. The light of the Atman, the Spirit, is invisible, concealed in all beings. It is seen by the seers of the subtle when their vision is keen and is clear. The wise should surrender speech in mind, mind in the knowing self in the spirit of the universe, and the spirit of the universe in the spirit of peace. Awake, arise, strive for the highest and be in the light. Sages say the path is narrow and difficult to tread, narrow as the edge of a razor. The Atman is beyond sound and form, without touch and taste and perfume. It is eternal, unchangeable, and without beginning or end. Indeed, above reasoning. When consciousness of the Atman manifests itself, man becomes free from the jaws of death. The wise who can learn and can teach this ancient story of Nachiketas, taught by Yama, the god of death, finds glory in the world of Brahman. He who, filled with devotion, recites this supreme mystery at the gathering of Brahmins, or at the ceremony of the Sraddha for the departed, prepares for eternity. He prepares in truth for eternity. Part 4. The Creator made the senses outward going. They go to the world of matter outside, not to the spirit within. But a sage who sought immortality looked within himself and found his own soul. The foolish run after outward pleasures and fall into the snares of vast embracing death. But the wise have found immortality, and do not seek the eternal in things that pass away. This by which we perceive colours and sounds, perfumes and kisses of love, by which alone we attain knowledge, by which verily we can be conscious of anything. This in truth is that. When the wise knows that it is through the great and omnipresent Spirit in us that we are conscious in waking or in dreaming, then he goes beyond sorrow. When he knows the Atman, the Self, the inner life, who enjoys like a bee the sweetness of the flowers of the senses, the Lord of what was and of what will be, then he goes beyond fear. This in truth is that. The God of creation, who in the beginning was born from the fire of thought before the waters were, who appeared in the elements and rests, having entered the heart. This in truth is that. The goddess of infinity, who comes as a life power, and nature, who was born from the elements and rests, having entered the heart. This in truth is that. Agni, the all-knowing god of fire, hidden in the two friction fire sticks of the holy sacrifice, as a seed of life in the womb of a mother, who receives the morning adoration of those who follow the path of light or the path of work. This in truth is that. Whence the rising sun does come, and into which it sets again, wherein all the gods have their birth, and beyond which no man can go, this in truth is that. What is here is also there, and what is there is also here. Who sees the many, and not the one, wanders on from death to death. Even by the mind this truth is to be learned. There are not many, but only one. Who sees variety and not the unity, wanders on from death to death. The soul dwells within us, a flame the size of a thumb. When it is known as the Lord of the past and